Times New Roman, Vedana, Tahoma, Arial, Calibri, Comic Sans, just some of the styles of print commonly used today. And now there's a $10,000 competition to create a new one.
Well, really it's about finding an expressive, creative typeface that represents the spirit of Canberra.
Jeff Hinchcliffe is an assistant professor of graphic design at the University of Canberra. What exactly is a typeface?
Ah, yes, typeface. Well, it describes the letter forms that you see when you're looking at letters on your computer screen or in print. It describes all of those various letter forms.
And there are quite a lot of them already in use in graphic design, in publishing. Probably hundreds and hundreds have been developed over the centuries. Why do we need a new one?
Well, there's actually more than hundreds or thousands. There's probably millions. Because of digital technology, it's allowed people in their bedrooms and backyards to make typefaces. We need one because Canberra, as a design city, doesn't have one. And we think, you know, it has other fantastic designed artefacts that represent the city and its designed history. And we think there's a great opportunity here for someone to bring a typeface into the conversation.
What can you tell us about the history of typefaces?
Oh, there's so much to say. We could start with Gutenberg.
Who invented the printing press.
Exactly, yes. And then movable type was another huge leap in typography and typeface design. For the understanding the 20th century modernist history, typefaces are a fantastic vehicle. You know, you go back into 19th century and you'll find fantastic modern typefaces that really pave the way for various important changes in modernism through 20th century.
Do you have a favourite?
No, I couldn't. It's like saying, do you have a favourite musician or a favourite song or a favourite movie? You can't pin it down. That's the point, I suppose, of having all of these different typefaces. It's like movies or music, you know. You choose them to express a different sentiment, a different feeling. And for graphic designers, they're still, you know, an incredibly important part of the daily business.
Some people have quite strong reactions to particular typefaces. People can get very emotional about the look of the letters.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you'll find all sorts of things if you Google it, you know, about quite hilarious reactions to things like Comic Sans, you know, the fact that it gets overused and people see it in all the most unlikely places. And some of it's really quite amusing.
What goes into creating a new typeface?
Well, people can start, you know, in terms of conceiving the letter forms, you can start with sketches, drawing by hand. I mean, obviously it moves onto the computer at some stage. Those forms have to be converted to computer files and then set into a digital typeface. But people do a lot of work still by hand and sketching and trying to conceive their forms that way. But then ultimately, yes, a lot of time is spent on the computer really fine-tuning the letter forms and also setting all of the spacing relationships between every letter pair.
What about the difficulty in getting a consistent design look for letters that are shaped so differently, the 26 of them? I mean, there are some common shapes, you know, like there's circles and there's lines, but each letter is different.
Oh, absolutely, and there's more than those 26 letter forms. There's uppercase, lowercase, there's all the punctuation, numerals. It really is a big family of forms. And so, yeah, it's more difficult than it first seems. Finding that kind of consistency amongst all those letter forms is a real art. Fortunately for this competition, we're not expecting someone to develop all those different forms. We've just given a short sentence that shows a nice variety of forms and shows the relationship between some of those important letter pairs.
What is the sentence and how did you come up with it?
I'd have to read it. I'll just have a quick look. Five sexy black wizards, judge Canberra Centenary Quest champion.
And some of the words have capital letters. It's an interesting grouping of words.
Yeah, it is. And really, it's just a playful, fun sentence that captures some of the spirit of the competition. But it's also, in terms of the letter forms, some really nice pairings of letters that the judges would like to see. You know, how you resolve, say, a capital W next to the lowercase I and Z. So that's really what drove the choice of some of those words.
Elizabeth, you're the competition advisor. What do you think is so great about this competition?
I think this is a really exciting opportunity to find a typeface that expresses some of the unique qualities of our city. I mean, there's some really iconic typefaces for other cities, such as, say, the Paris Metro or London Subway. And it's time that we had something really special for Canberra that's recognised across the nation and also internationally as well.
Where and how would you like to see the winning typeface used?
Look, I, I think that's a matter for various organisations in the future, but wouldn't it be wonderful if it was a typeface that perhaps was used to in celebratory situations for Canberra, to express Canberra? Certainly the university would like to use it into the future, so I think it could be really exciting to see how it's used.
I really hope that it draws from the community more than just, you know, the usual typeface designers.
Who are the usual typeface designers?
Exactly. I mean, they're probably quite a secretive lot. But normally it's graphic designers and people from that area who definitely have a love for type. But really, I think this competition could capture the imagination of all sorts of people. Anyone really who enjoys drawing, sketching, working with letter forms, you know, I think they should give it some thought.
It's open to everybody, including designers and students, both in Australia and internationally as well.
Do you have a favourite typeface, Elizabeth?
I agree with Jeff, there's just so many. I couldn't pick one, I have to say.